Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You are so welcome. We appreciate you so very much. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. I hope you did something good for yourself and someone else and enjoyed it immensely. I was sunbathing. Yeah, buddy. At 70 degrees in Missouri. And even Rosie's son said, "What is going on with this weather?" Well, it is 9 February 2015. Sunbathing. Unbelievable. Anyway, I hope you had good weather where you are. Of course, the East Coast is still getting smashed over and over again. We're going to be talking today with a favorite of the Power Hour, and that is Perrier. We're going to be talking clay today. She has new testimonies, new information on the miraculous clay, and I tell you, it is nothing short of miraculous. I am so glad to have her join us today, and so appreciative of all the good work that she does. Man, that woman is just like always after good information. I mean, she's always trying to find the incredible information that she can share with us and make your life easier and better. And I thank her very, very much. Also, we'll be talking to Doran Matthews. She is co-founder of an organization that tries to protect children in the child welfare systems. She has been doing this for a long, long time, and she has launched a petition to prevent psychotropic drugging of America's foster care youth. So she'll be joining us today also. I will be here quite a bit this week, and I am so glad to be able to be doing that. On Friday, I will give you an update on what has been going on with me, because I've got some appointments this week, so I'll have more information for you on Friday. In the news, if you're watching television, CNN, you are hearing Ukraine, ISIS, and no third story, Ukraine, ISIS, Ukraine, ISIS. Now, when they move Ukraine and ISIS from the third to the second story, then you know something is amiss. And it is amazing. That's all you're hearing is British reporters. And you know, like I've said, when they start using British or Indian reporters, that's to let you know it's serious, because they sound so much smarter than American reporters. And speaking of reporters, NBC has a bit of a conundrum. That's right. What do they do now when they have the number one rated newscaster, anchor, Brian Williams, and he's lied and then lied about the lie and then continues to lie? And now they are reviewing and finding more lies, Katrina being one of them, in which he said in the French Quarter there was a body floating down the river and French Quarter didn't get flooded. So now there's no body that he saw floating down the river. He has now taken himself off the air. He says he'll be back in a few days. Really? I kind of doubt that. You know, he'll probably do something really cool, like go on Letterman, laugh about what he did, and then everybody will forget all about it, and maybe he'll go back and do his thing. I don't know. This time it might be a little bit more impressive. They might actually have to remove him from that seat. And I think what they're doing is depending upon how many people call in and write and say, "Oh, please bring him back on again," or "Please, I'll never listen to you again." It depends. We'll see. The U.S. government has admitted to false flags. Can it be? We'll talk about that. And is the euro going to collapse if Greece exits? A lot of thoughts on that. And, of course, It's all about Ukraine, ISIS, Ukraine, and ISIS. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley. Stay tuned. Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for wanting to know the news that really is, not the news they want you to think is news. And boy, I'll tell you, if you are watching television, you are getting a dose of propaganda today. And it's all about why won't our president send weapons to Ukraine? Even Angela Merkel is saying, no, don't send weapons to Ukraine, it will only increase the war. It'll only increase the activity of Russia versus Ukraine. I mean, pretty smart if you ask me. You aid and abet and arm Ukraine and you got a problem on your hands. Well, there was a huge explosion at a Donetsk chemical plant, but the military say they don't know what they hit. Oh, this is Russia Today reporting that windows were shattered, homes were shaken in Donetsk after a huge blast rocked the vicinity of a city chemical plant. Ukrainian minister praised pro-Kiev forces for hitting a target, but said they don't really know what they hit. The powerful explosion took place at 10:50 p.m. local time Sunday. Local militia reported that a military chemical plant was the target of Kiev's artillery shelling. just to let you know, there is going to be a meeting this Wednesday in Belarus, Belarus, the capital of Minsk, and it's called the Normandy Four. Will be meeting there. That'll be Putin and Merkel, along with Putin, Merkel. Then you've got French leader Francois Hollande, and So we got the four are going to be Putin, Poroshenko, Merkel, and Hollande. And all of those people are kind of saying no to the arming of Ukraine. But, of course, the United States. Now, why is it the United States not involved? Well, it's pretty much the European countries that are represented there. But think about this. You know, now we've got a bit of a division between Merkel and Hollande and the United States. But, of course, the United States wants to arm, and even John McCain is doing the old, well, they have to have these poor old nasty weapons that are not very good, and they're going to get beat, and it'll be the United States' fault because we didn't arm them, and on and on and on. But CNN had the nerve to actually tell the truth about something and said there are resources at stake in Ukraine. Resources at stake in Ukraine. Could that be the reason for the war? Well, there is a leader of a French group called Front National. And the leader of this right-wing Front National is Marie Le Pen. And she has called Brussels American lackeys over the EU's Ukraine policy. She further accused Washington of attempting to start a war in Europe and expand NATO towards Russia's borders. Really, very good. At least somebody's talking about what's happening. And, of course, this comes from Russia Today. Europeans' capitals do not have the wisdom to refuse to be dependent on U.S. positions on Ukraine, so said Le Pen. And she told a French journalist, as she was quoted in Sunday, as saying, regarding Ukraine, we behave like American lackeys, she said, before warning that the aim of the Americans is to start a war in Europe and push NATO to the Russian border. Well, you go, Marie Le Pen. Thank you so very much. It's all about, and can you remember this? It's called NATO expansion. NATO, a.k.a. U.S. expansion. That's what it's all about. Now, you think we are not arming Ukraine? Well, we're doing it, but we're calling it through NATO. That's what we're calling it. But let me tell you, they do not hurt for any more weapons. Now, this story of what's happening with Russia and Ukraine is getting worse. And CNN even says now we have the satellite pictures of the Russians inside the Ukrainian border. Really? Well, that's their story, and they're sticking to it. And it looks as though the maneuvers that are being done are done to do nothing but expand the division between Ukraine and Russia, and thus increasing the chance of war. Moscow demands copies of Russian soldiers' IDs shown in Munich. The Russian foreign minister says Kiev is reluctant to hand over copies of what it claims to be documents proving that Russian military presence in Ukraine. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko showed the audience at the Munich Security Conference several passports on Saturday, saying they belong to Russian soldiers fighting in Ukraine. We asked the Ukrainian side to give us copies of the documents containing last names because such IDs, as were shown, could be easily bought. More fraud, more lies in the story. And at the Munich conference, U.S. hawks press for military escalation towards Russia. At a security conference in Munich that was held this past Saturday, U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham, boy, this guy is dangerous. And by the way, McCain says he is the best guy for the presidency. Nobody better than Lindsey Graham. Hawk Lindsey Graham. Never saw a war he didn't like. Kill as many people as necessary. Anyway, Lindsey Graham vigorously pressed for more Western military backing of Ukraine and escalation toward Russia, openly clashing with German Chancellor Angela Merkel and pointing towards a deepening transatlantic rift over the strategy. Addressing the conference on Saturday, Merkel declared, "I cannot imagine any situation in which improved equipment for the Ukrainian army leads to President Putin being so impressed that he believes he will lose militarily." Now, that is a huge statement. She makes way too much sense. No matter what military equipment the United States gives to Ukraine will impress Putin with the idea that he's going to lose. She said it very appropriately, and I could not agree with her more. It's going to end up, I'm afraid, in clashes. There is a very interesting research product that we now have from Washington's blog. I mean, someone has done a tremendous amount of work. This is one to star, triple star, in my estimation. This is one to save for your library. Print it off and save it. It's quite long, but worth it. And what it is called is 42 Admitted False Flag Attacks from different governments around the world that admit that they have done false flags. This is fascinating. I am learning so much about our history that I didn't know. For instance, these documented false flag attacks in which the governments have admitted carrying out this terror attack and falsely blaming enemies, their enemies, for political purposes. There's 42 of these instances. Let me give you, start off with an example. Japanese troops set off a small explosion on a train track in 1931 and falsely blamed it on China in order to justify an invasion of Manchuria. That is known as the Mukden Incident, M-U-K-D-E-N, or the Manchurian Incident. The Tokyo International Military Tribunal found several of the participators in the plan, including Hashimoto's high-ranking, he was a high-ranking Japanese officer, have on various occasions admitted their part in the plot and have stated that the object of the incident was to afford an excuse for the occupation of Manchuria by the Kwantung Army. And I would say, if you have homeschooled children and they would end up going to regular school, they would probably have a whole different story of what happened than what they're going to be taught in school. I mean, this is amazing. Number two, a major with the Nazi SS admitted at the Nuremberg trials that under orders from the chief of the Gestapo, he and some other Nazi operatives faked attacks on their own people and resources, which they blamed on the Poles, to justify the invasion of Poland. So those are going back, way back into history. And I would say this is going to be an amazing history lesson for you in what really happened that you were never told. Then you go all the way up through years and years of these false flags. Number 34, undercover Israeli soldiers admitted in 2005 to throwing stones at other Israeli soldiers so they could blame it on the Palestinians as an excuse to crack down on peaceful protest by the Palestinians. Number 35, Quebec police admitted that in 2007, thugs carrying rocks to a peaceful protest were actually undercover Quebec police officers. And then they show you the information to support it, which I think is fascinating. At the G20 protest in London in 2009, a British member of parliament saw plainclothes police officers attempting to incite the crowd to violence. Number 40, high-level American sources admitted that the Turkish government, which is a fellow NATO country, as you know, carried out the chemical weapons attack blamed on the Syrian government. And high-ranking Turkish government admitted on tape plans to carry out attacks and blame it on that Syrian government. Then we go up to number 41. The former Ukrainian security chief admits that the sniper attacks, which started the Ukrainian coup, were carried out in order to frame others. You got to check this out, ladies and gentlemen. I would print that out, let your children read it. What a history lesson. We'll be back after this 4 minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Ryan.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us 24 minutes after the hour. We're going to be talking a little bit later on what is in a McDonald's sausage burrito. Probably a whole bunch of things you wish weren't in there, especially if you eat McDonald's sausage burritos. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Can you believe it? Well, back to international news. There is a warning now that the euro will collapse if Greece exits. And they say that Italy will be next. From Reuters, the euro is fragile. It's like building a castle of cards. If you take out the Greek card, all the others will collapse. Now, that's so said Greek finance minister Varoufakis said, according to an Italian transcript of the interview, the eurozone faces a risk of fragmentation and deconstruction unless it faces up to the fact that Greece, and not only Greece, is unable to pay back its debt under the current terms. And a day of reckoning for the euro has arrived, so says economic collapse. The other was a story from Zero Hedge. And now economic collapse says this is the month, February, when the future of the eurozone will be decided. This week, Greek leaders will meet with European officials to discuss what comes next for Greece. The new prime minister of Greece, Alexis Tsipras, has already stated that he will not accept an extension of the current bailout. Officials from the eurozone countries have already said they expect Greece to fully honor the terms of the current agreement. So basically, we're watching a giant game of financial chicken that's going to play out over Europe, and a showdown is looming. If the United States didn't have enough financial problems, Moscow and Cairo are set to drop the dollar and use other national currencies in bilateral trade, which we've been hearing rumors of for quite a while. RT also reports that Russia and Egypt may soon exclude the U.S. dollar and use the national currencies in the settlement of accounts in bilateral trade. Vladimir Putin said in an interview in Egyptian media on Monday, the issue of abandoning the dollar in trade is being actively discussed. Putin told Al Aram daily newspaper ahead of his two-day trip to Egypt. The Russian president was invited for a bilateral meeting by his Egyptian counterpart. Now, what's going to happen if Ukraine and Russia continue to battle or continue to have problems? Of course, Russia being the alleged aggressor. The United States says there's going to be more sanctions against Russia. Well, if he drops the dollar, we'll just see how much difference those sanctions will make and what kind of sanctions the United States can do. And Alan Greenspan, back to the issue of the euro, Alan Greenspan is even saying that Greece will leave the eurozone, then there's no way the euro can continue. And they're saying, believing, according to Zero Hedge, that Greece will leave the eurozone. I don't see that it helps Greece to be in the euro, and I certainly don't see that it helps the rest of the eurozone, from Alan Greenspan. It's just a matter of time before everyone recognizes that parting is the best strategy. The problem is, there's no way I can conceive of the euro continuing. And the Eurogroup has given Greece a 10-day ultimatum, apply for a bailout or exit. This means that Greece now has 10 days, or until next Monday, Monday after next, to decide whether it will stay in the eurozone or exit. And that's huge. That is huge. So that's why they're saying that this is the month that the decisions will be made. Global economy will shrink by $2.3 trillion in 2015. I mean, it's just all about bad news economically around the world. And, of course, the United States has been living off of zeros and ones in their accounting and debt after debt after debt. Denmark launches the most ambitious organic venture to double organic farming by 2020. Wow. Good to hear. Over in Denmark, the Ministry of Food, Agriculture, and Fisheries is working towards what has been deemed the world's most ambitious plan for surging organic food across the country. They're going to increase. That is awesome. And South Korea, overrun with GMO contamination in 18 regions. South Korea is on the top of the GMO export list for animal feed. We need to talk about this after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joy Shiley.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, sharing about your world. South Korea, as I was talking about earlier, has been overrun with GMO contamination. And again, I want to encourage you to buy GMO-free food at the Power Mall. If you have not checked out the Numana Foods, I'm telling you, they are awesome. Not only do they taste really, really good, but no meat. You can add your own if you want to, but no meat, no GMO ingredients. They are amazing. All you have to do is ask Alan. Ask anybody out at the Power Mall when you call there. Ask them, are the Numana Foods as good as Joyce says they are? They are. They really are. And they store for years. I mean, they are amazing. And I encourage you to have some setback. I don't care if it's for a day in which the electricity goes off. As long as you can heat some water, I mean, you could actually use non-heated water or ambient temperature water. It would take longer, though, to fix the foods, but, you know, probably if the electricity's out, all you got is time. But think about it. Have some extra Numana foods and also get some for people that are homebound, maybe that can't cook, that have limitations It is incredible. So please take advantage of getting that non-GMO foods. Also, remember, we have the almost 20% off sale that I know will be going on today because there were so many people that couldn't get in on Friday. A lot of you are taking advantage of this. Thank you, thank you, thank you. For those of you that are supporting the Power Hour and helping us to make it, it feasible for you to be able to purchase and easier for you to purchase items from the Power Mall, and we need to make our money. So that's the way we do it at the Power Hour. So I thank you very much for purchasing from the Power Hour. Almost 20% off sale. I mean, on almost everything. The 20% off sale on almost everything. Give us a call at 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Or go to thepowermall.com. Did you hear about the Muslim Brotherhood going to the White House for the prayer breakfast? 14 Muslims went there. Now, I don't have a problem with this story because I don't see Muslims as being the boogeymen like a lot of people do. But the Obama White House finally, after being pressed to name the names of the 14 Muslim leaders who met with the president last week, did so. They included one comedian, a hijab-wearing basketball player, and a handful of left-wing activists. So, I think that's good. I don't have a problem with that. But I do have a problem with this. Did you know, according to PJ Media, that Obama's drone bombings have killed more people than the Spanish Inquisition? Think about it. Controversy still swirls around Obama's comments during the National Prayer Breakfast. Remember when he chastised Christians for getting on their high horse over the ongoing global jihad, invoking medieval abuses that occurred hundreds of years ago during the Crusades and Inquisitions, in which he was saying things like, well, you know, the Christians, they did some really bad stuff during the Crusades. I don't know why he put it in there, but obviously he did put it in there for a reason. Everything the president says is cherry-picked, let me tell you. Anyway, perhaps it is Obama who should avoid getting on the high horse, since according to recently published statistics, Obama's drone campaign has killed more people during the 6 years of his presidency than were killed in the 350 years of the Spanish Inquisition. I am speechless over that one. It's all about killing. But it's all about killing. If you're the good guy doing the killing, it's okay. You wear the white hat. And you know, even today they're saying, well, if the United States does not intervene in the problem in Europe and Ukraine, then nobody will. Hey, what a concept. Nobody join in and keep killing people. How about we stop the killing? Stop the killing. Paul Craig Roberts says that combating terrorism is the excuse for squandering a minimum of $6 billion. Let me tell you, it doesn't get squandered, ladies and gentlemen. It goes into preferred pockets of preferred people. Anyway, what were the terrorist events that served as a basis for the expenditure? There's five of them. 9/11, the London Transport System bombings, the Spanish train bombing, the Boston Marathon bombing, and the French Charlie Hebdo attack. In other words, five events in 14 years, the loss of life in all of these combined is minuscule compared to the loss of life in the war on terror. Man, is he saying it right or what? Even the deaths of our own soldiers is greater. Washington's wars against terror have caused more deaths of more Americans than the alleged terrorist events themselves. And let me just tell you this. It looks like all five of those just might be false flags. Governments killing their own. Think about that. Governments killing their own. As we were mentioning, NBC's Brian Williams is off the air. Off the air. You know what they're saying? They're saying that NBC, which is his network, of course, number one network in news rated, is going to investigate what he said. Excuse me? What do we need to investigate here? He already said he was lying. So what is the purpose of wanting to do this incredible investigation? To find out if he was lying when he said he was lying? Are you kidding me? And then him coming back and lying about the lie that he already lied about. New Mexico Sheriff issues cease and desist letter to the IRS. You go, Sheriff Scott London of Eddy County, New Mexico. He's taking a bold stand in the name of liberty against the IRS. Mr. Ken Carter, resident of Eddy County, is challenging the IRS's claim on his property in court as a pro se litigant, which is, you know, he's representing himself without professional legal counsel. You go, Sheriff Scott London. Pennsylvania Township, I like this, posts a welcome sign defying criminals and gun grabbers. It says, this is not a gun-free zone. This comes from Old Thinker News in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Kanoi Township is sending a clear signal to criminals who would victimize disarmed citizens. The township is placing the signs on every road leading into the area. The sign reads, this is not a gun-free zone. County Township Supervisor Stephen Moore says that you have to realize that to most people in this township, God, guns, family, and friends are the four most important things. Two Philadelphia cops, oh, this is in the bad news section for sure, the cops need to be reined in section. Two Philadelphia cops run over a man, beat him senseless, then charge him with assault. Steve Watson did an excellent job. 23-year-old Najee Rivera, the man fearing for his life, drove off on the scooter, prompting the cops to speed after him, crack him over the head with a club, drive into him, knocked him off his bike. The officers now are facing charges of aggravated assault, simple assault, criminal conspiracy, recklessly endangering another person, tampering with public records or information, false reports to law enforcement authorities, and obstructing administration of law and official repression. Looks like they were trying to change the records, too. And in another bad news story of cops out of control, an officer with a history of inattentive driving ran over a 100-year-old woman who was taking her daily walk, and no charges for the cop. She was taking a stroll through her neighborhood in St. Paul, Minnesota, as usual, but it has devastated the family. She was using the aid of her walker to help her cross the street when suddenly, and you can't tell me she came out of nowhere using a walker, police officer accelerated backwards, struck her with the patrol car. No problem. You're an officer. Rand Paul explains what the dollar is backed by. I like this story. I think you'll like it also. The dollar is backed by, if you wanted to know, used car loans, bad home loans, distressed assets, and derivatives. And remember, he's still calling for an audit of the Federal Reserve. He says, once upon a time, your dollar was good as gold, he said. From then on, many decades, they said your dollar was backed by the full faith and credit of the government. Danger, red flags. And now it is backed by used car loans, bad home loans, distressed assets, and derivatives. And I have to say, the Fed is now firing back at Rand Paul, not liking him calling again, like his father did, for an audit of the Fed. The Federal Reserve is lashing out at Rand Paul, his plan to give Congress more oversight over the central bank, a proposal that could gain traction in the new Republican-led Congress. The Kentucky Republican reintroduced his Audit the Fed legislation last month with 30 co-sponsors, including other potential 2016 GOP hopefuls, Senator Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio. I like that. License plate scanners are also taking photos of drivers and passengers, according to Liberty Crier. The DEA is using its license plate reader program not only to track drivers' locations, but also to photograph drivers and the passengers. one internal 2009, all the way back to 2009, DEA Communications stated clearly that the license plate program can provide the requester with images that may include vehicle license plate numbers, front and rear, photos of visible vehicle occupants, and a front and rear overall view of the vehicle. That's because you are probably a terrorist, they think. Did you hear about Anthem, their stolen customer database that was not encrypted? Well, under federal law, it appears that health insurance companies don't have to encrypt the user data. Anthem, which is a Blue Cross Blue Shield, companies that follow sound security policy normally encrypt certain customer data stored on their servers. Encrypting that data makes it more difficult, not impossible, but more difficult for hackers to view and sell the information they've stolen. But Anthem didn't follow those guidelines. Why not? Under the Federal Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, HIPAA, health insurance companies are not required to encrypt the data stored on their servers. And Anthem's big data breach is already sparking lawsuits. I think that's going to be a thing of the future. And there is a warning about cinder block or concrete masonry gardens. Cinder block gardens have recently become very popular. However, a risk of heavy metal poisons from what's called fly ash within the concrete may pose a serious threat to the health of an organic garden, leaching toxins into the soil and the plants themselves. The process of creating cement blocks locks the poisons into the blocks, but is assumed that the blocks will be sealed and waterproofed, but even that process is toxic also. These poisons will leach these materials into the soil, and any plants in proximity of them. They should only be used in areas containing ornamental plantings and never food crops. So what would you use? You can use straw bale. You can use, if you know where it comes from and what they put on the straw, you can use logs, if you know what's been put on the logs also. Doctors are now warning against the revival of measles parties. That's because a lot of people want their children to get measles. And they're saying, oh no, it can be serious for children younger than 5 years of age. And the vaccine issue is getting huge, getting really huge. There are some over 50 new bills to take away your right not to vaccinate. I talked with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny last night. We're going to be doing a show in a few this week with Don Richardson because, oh my goodness, they're now asking you to please contact your state representatives. Now, you might have a shot at your state representatives, but this is huge, ladies and gentlemen. There is included in this is a snapshot of the bills that they are tracking through NVIC, National Vaccine Information Center, that are being debated across the country. There's at least, that I know of, 54, at least 54 bills. And I'll tell you, if you take that per state, anyway, so they have your state legislators named in this, we'll put this in the email blast, and this is from NVIC. I'll get this to Catherine, because it will list your state legislators. It will tell you how to talk to them, what to do, make an appointment for a direct personal visit, make an appointment to talk directly in a phone call, make an appointment to talk in person to a legislative aide, how to relay a message that you want given to them, and how to email. They give a good discussion that Barbara Lowe Fisher did on a recent debate as to how to present yourself and why you want the right. Because as Rand Paul is saying now, the vaccine controversy shows why we need markets, not mandates. And he says, if we, or Rand, Ron Paul says, if we lose that choice over vaccines, that's just the first of your losing your right to do anything that relates to your own body or your children. After all, if government can override parental or personal health care decisions, then what area of your life is off limits to government interference? Got to tell you this story only because it's in the you've got to be kidding section. Pentagon dropped over $500,000 on Viagra last year. That's right. They are paying $500,000 for the popular erectile dysfunction drug in 2014. In 2013, they paid, $8,000 for the drug. Now it's gone up to $500,000. They also paid $3,000 for Levitra and $14,000 for Cialis, also the same kind of thing, same kind of drug. The contracts are filed under troop support. Now, these are for active duty people. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. And what is in that McDonald's burrito? You'll find out. Stay tuned.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dry Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Check out the news at the Power Hour News section. Wanda does such an amazing job getting that up there every day for you all. Also, check out the email blast. And if you have not signed up for the email blast, you are missing out. It is free. It is the most amazing combination of information. It has the Power Hour radio show where all you have to do is click on the link that Catherine puts there for you. You can listen to 1, 2, 3 hours of the show just by clicking on the link there. And she tells you what's on special at the Power Mall. She also tells you, gives you information, added information for our guest. It's just incredible what she does. And I don't know how she does it. But please sign up for the email blast at thepowerhour.com. If you have any trouble, just email us and we'll help you out. I wanted to tell you about this. Oh, first of all, curcumin, again, is in the news, lowering inflammation. And, you know, all disease seems to start from inflammation. So please, 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 if you haven't looked at curcumin, at least study it and find out what it's all about and why you might want to be taking it. And it's also 20% off right now. That's a really good deal. There is a story about eating more sprouts. And I find it really compelling that you get the potent nutrition in small packages. Think about this. If you make your sprouts, and the sprouts are on sale, 20% off right now. If you take your sprouts and you put them up in the cabinet for about 3 days, let them grow. You know, you soak them in water first. We have a book on how to do sprouts if you're afraid of doing it by yourself, because it's really easy. But there's a really good book on them, on how to, every kind of sprout and also recipes. But I wouldn't cook them. You're wanting the enzymes and you're wanting the natural food value. But did you know that sunflower seeds and pea shoots are typically 30 times more nutritious than the organic vegetables if you grow them? Wow. So you take that sunflower seed, you soak it in water for about 8 hours, 12 hours, pour the water off, then put it up in the cabinet, rinse them 2 to 3 times a day, and you will have a sunflower seed then that is 30 times more nutritious than just the plain sunflower seed itself. Incredible. There are some other ones, too, that do the very same thing. And that would be alfalfa, wheatgrass, mung bean, lentil sprouts. Lentil sprouts contain 26% protein. Whoa! Think about that. Alfalfa has vitamin A, B, C, D, E, F, and K. Wheatgrass has B, C, and E. Mung beans have protein fibers, C, and A. And lentils have 28% protein. And you can eat them without cooking them, which makes them perfect for salads and sandwiches. So you take your salad, your sandwich, just put them on the top of your salad or add them to your sandwich. You've got such amazing nutrition. 1 cup of Brussels sprouts contains 56 calories, packed with more than 240% of the recommended daily amount of vitamin K1, and 130% of the RDA for vitamin C. Plus, Brussels sprouts are a good source of manganese, potassium, choline, B vitamins, antioxidants, and other phytochemicals. So, more reasons to eat sprouts. And right now, they're 20% off. They're organic, available at the Power Mall. They have higher vitamin content, higher enzyme content when you make them into sprouts, increased essential fatty acid and fiber content, and the bioavailability of minerals and protein. Call us at 573-378-6049. 573-378-6049. We'll be back after this 1-minute, 10-second break. Stay tuned.